Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. My favorite thing about Armoire is all the different style and occasion options, from casual to athleisure to night out, work formal, work casual, a total of 8 different occasions, 3 weather options, and 11 categories, including accessories, outerwear, and blazers, just to name a few. With Armoire, you can always have something new to wear without the hassle and closet clutter. You know the feeling. You open your closet, it's full, but you have quite literally nothing to wear. You're bored with everything in there. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothes for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, you will be the best-dressed person in the room. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off the first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/parenting. That's armoire.style. armoire.style/parenting to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code parenting for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code parenting at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Welcome to the Your Village podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline. Your Village is the most comprehensive site for evidence-based parenting classes available on demand at yourvillageonline.com. Our 50-plus classes give parents the foundation, steps, and tools for creating strong, healthy relationships with their children, resulting in responsible, cooperative, happy, and successful children and families. My goal is to help parents support their children in finding and reaching their own unique potential. The podcast is a place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm Your Village founder and your host, Erin Royer. This week, just in time for holiday shopping, is the topic of educational toys. I'll cover some different toys that develop and stimulate different areas of brains and bodies for all different age groups. With so many great toy options available in all different areas of growth, there is certainly at least one, but probably many exciting options for every child. Now, I'm sure you've noticed either your own kids or others who will gravitate towards a toy and play with it, use it, discover it in many ways, and play with it for extended amounts of time, time and time again. We want toys that engage our kids, not just to play with the toys, but for their minds to grow and learn, and especially those toys that are versatile and grow with our child as their skills grow, at least to some degree. These are educational toys versus the toy that they are so excited about, open it, play with it once or twice for maybe 20 minutes, and then it just gathers dust after that. What's the difference? Usually, this is a true toy versus a passive toy. So What makes a toy educational, and what do we look for? So I'll discuss this and what makes a toy educational, what to look for, and then I'll share lots of different educational toys by age. I'll give examples of specific toys that build skills in each of the age groups: infants, toddlers and preschoolers, elementary age, and then tweens and even teens. So what is an educational toy? In general, this is a toy that does less. We want toys that do less because this means that the children will do more. They will engage more in the play. So I'll share the difference here between a passive toy and a true toy, like I mentioned just a few moments ago. Passive toys make movements and sounds. Therefore, children are more passive when they use these toys because they're simply watching or observing the toy. Infant toys that make all those sounds when they push the buttons, the talking dolls, video games, think lots of electronic noises and lights. I remember when I was little and I played with those Fisher-Price people and toys. And when we were visiting a preschool several years ago, I saw the Fisher-Price farmhouse and I was so excited because I used to play with those. But when I got a closer look, now it makes noise and moves. The cows moo, the pigs oink, the trucks make sounds. Kids need less imagination and participation. They don't need to make the sounds anymore. The toy does it for them. So we want to stay away from toys that have one purpose. Kids will bore easily. So a doll whose hair grows. It's not that kids can't use the doll in a different way, but if that's how it's marketed as the doll whose hair grows, then kids only tend to see it as a doll for that purpose, and therefore the play is really limited because they only see it that way. My daughter got this little track with little mice that wind up and go around the track. It was really cute, but she played with it only a handful of times because there wasn't really anything else she could do. It was just wind them up and they go around, they go up the slide, they go down, they go around, they go up the slide, they go down. What are you gonna do? It gets boring. You can only watch the mice go around and around so many times before you get bored with it. But true toys, the children are moving the toys, making the sounds. Dolls, the ones that don't talk or that don't have these singular special things about them. Things like wooden blocks, Legos, art supplies. Now I'll get more into the different categories and ideas for true toys by age in a few minutes, but true toys are multi-purpose and multi-age for open-ended play, so they can use them in so many different ways and engage their imaginations. And you can keep these toys much more interesting and for much longer over the long haul. These toys encourage kids to use more language and interact in their play. Now, the areas of development that I will cover include gross motor development and movement. These are the large body muscles. Think arms, legs, torso, and neck. I'll cover fine motor, which is hands and fingers and wrists for writing, drawing, etc. And cognitive toys, which are things for building memory, problem solving, and language skills. So let's start with infants. This is the age group from newborn to around 18 months. However, when it comes to toys, for the most part, babies don't really start interacting with toys until around 6 months. They will look at them, they'll even put them in their mouths, they might grasp at them. But the first things developing out of the womb are sight and hearing. The womb was dark and sounds were muffled, so if they came out fully seeing and hearing, the world would be quite overwhelming. So their sight is very limited, especially peripherally, as well as range. They can only focus really close up. Also, you'll notice their large motor is very jerky, so these neurons still have quite a bit of development to go. Fine motor? Forget it. Now, from what I remember, my oldest actually had his hands and fists for a majority of the time for months. But by 4 to 6 months, babies are able to grasp and touch and feel and manipulate age-appropriate toys. So for gross motor development in infants up to 18 months, think of things like balls, and you want them big so they can't put them into their mouths. We definitely don't want any choking hazards here. These are balls for passing them. They can pass the ball from one hand to the other, and this works on what we call the bilateral integration, which is the coordination from the left side to the right side of the body. Once the baby is able to sit up on its own, you can sit across from your baby and practice rolling the ball back and forth. Also, once they can sit X or saucers are great for that large motor development. It gets them upright and supported with all those great developmental toys. And they'll even start working on some fine motor with their grasping and pulling. So you'll see things on there like a mirror where they can look at themselves, spinners, noisemakers, and such. It also builds their senses like touch, hearing, and sight. They also learn cause and effect. When I spin this toy, it moves. Or when I shake this toy, it makes noise. This actually builds their self-esteem. They realize they have control and an effect on the world around them, and this is a really big deal to them. So toys for infants for developing fine motor, and again, those won't become too appropriate until around 6 months and after, but tactile toys like the Lamaze toys with the little mirror or that crinkle when they're grabbed, or they have different types of surfaces like the bumpy or the striped or the smooth surfaces that they can explore with their hands and their fingers. Finger painting is also great. Or you can do foot painting. Now you can do these as early as around 6 months. You paint their hands or their feet with two different colors and show them how to move their hands or feet around the paper. I still have pictures created by my kids when they were around 6 months old. I have them framed and hanging on our walls, as a matter of fact. It's good for their gross motor and their fine motor skills, and the tactile exploration and development. So even though finger paint is non-toxic, and make sure that it is, you still want to watch them closely so they don't put their hands in their mouths, or at least not too much. Since it's common for babies to explore things orally, you definitely don't want them to get a big gob of that paint in there. Still better to try to minimize the paint in the mouth, even though it's non-toxic. Now, I'm going to move on to toddlers and preschoolers, age 18 months through 5 years. And there are so many things for this age range, so I'll hit some highlights in each of these areas right after a word from our sponsor.
As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength.
Hey, Parenting Beyond Discipline listeners. Ready to create a home that fosters love, warmth, and style? Look no further than Home Threads, your partner in crafting a nurturing environment. At HomeThreads.com, explore a thoughtfully curated collection of furniture designed for families who believe in positive parenting. From cozy reading nooks to durable playroom essentials, our pieces are crafted to enhance your parenting journey. Home Threads has an incredible selection of furniture, decor, and accessories like throw pillows, blankets to snuggle under for family movie nights or reading time that helps you create the warm, cozy home that is the foundation for happy family memories. I love all the great pieces I've gotten from Home Threads to finish the look in my home. Gorgeous yet durable and cozy accent throw pillows, blankets, and some really cute wall decor. I have an ocean theme throughout my downstairs, so I got a couple of really great wall pieces to finish that look, and some picture frames for the family photos. Visit HomeThreads.com/parenting today and get a code for 15% off your order. That's HomeThreads.com/parenting to get your code for 15% off your order, because great parenting deserves a great home. Home Threads. Love where you live.
Okay, now that we're back from our break, it's time to talk about educational toys for toddlers and preschoolers, this 18 months to 5 year range. For gross motor, things like push or pull toys, ride-on toys, this gets those large body parts moving. Just like for infants, balls are great. Again, make sure they're big balls so there's no possibility of them being a choking hazard. Use them for throwing, catching, kicking, and chasing, because now that they're walking and even running, this is great to use the ball to kick it, chase it, and really get that foot-eye coordination, hand-eye coordination going even better. For fine motor, puzzles are great. Starting with the really easy 4-piece puzzles, moving up to 12-piece puzzles, and then on up as your child progresses. Shape sorters, sewing cards, which are the big colorful laces that kids can sew around the edge of colorful pictures that already have the big holes in them made for these laces to be sewn in and out of. Now we have a set of these that are the Eric Carle drawings from the Very Hungry Caterpillar book. Also lacing beads, which is again the big colorful laces with the big wooden colorful painted beads that kids can string together. They also can do it randomly or even do patterns by size, shape, or color, which gets into some great math skills and cognitive skills. Also Play-Doh. You can use the store-bought or make your own. Our kids' preschool teacher used to make theirs fresh every week and would usually add natural fragrances from the garden like rosemary, lemon, lavender, etc. So the kids not only were getting fine motor and tactile stimulation, but olfactory stimulation as well. She was amazing at creating activities that combined different areas of growth and development in so many ways. So these things, the sewing cards, shape sorters, lacing beads, and Play-Doh are all great ways to work on that fine motor development. These are the precursors to pencil grip and pencil pressure. So they need these fine motor skills developed, so once they start kindergarten, they're ready to hold a pencil with proper grip and pressure to be ready to start learning how to write. Now, I cover a lot about this development and how to support it along with all the other areas in the class on Your Developing Toddler. So if you're interested in learning more ways to support the development of fine motor skill for kindergarten readiness, be sure to check out that class. And that can be found on the website at yourvillageonline.com under the Development and Health tab. Now, there are tons more great things in this category, but I'll never get to every single age. So I'm going to move on to the cognitive toys for this toddler and preschool age. What do I mean by cognitive toys? Because technically, some of the things I've mentioned that engage the sensory stimulation also do increase cognitive development. And actually, you will find that a lot of these toys do stimulate children's development in multiple areas. But when I talk about cognitive toys here, and for this age level, I am mainly speaking about things like building skills like sequencing, sorting, memory, matching, and other problem-solving skills. So I'm going to talk about literacy toys, the best quote-unquote toy for every age, books. Books, books, and more books. For this age group, especially the younger ages, start with cloth books, cardboard books with bright pictures. You can move on to magnet books and puppet books also, but always be cognizant of choking hazards and making note of the recommended ages for these when you are ready to bring them in. Also activity books with simple mazes, coloring activities, the I Spy activities, searching for things on the page, can start around the age of 3. Then of course, reading books, anything that keeps your child's attention. Enjoying books is the first step to enjoying reading as they age. In our house, we have lots of science books with pictures. I bought this Smithsonian Science Encyclopedia for our oldest when he turned 5. His brother had just turned 4 and he was the one always looking at it. Every time we couldn't find it, we would always look in Chandler's room. It was always there. It has lots of big, colorful pictures of dinosaurs, volcanoes, lots of other earth science, whales, space, history. The book has been very well used. Another cognitive toy, board games. And you can start these around the age of 2 to 3. You want to start these as early as they will start playing to learn to take turns. So as soon as they can sit down, enjoy, and have the focus to play, you want to start playing, you can start working on some turn-taking skills. Some of these games, Snail's Pace Race, Caterpillar Crawl, Hullabaloo, Caribou, Don't Break the Ice, Cooties, Ants in Your Pants, Zingo, Shut the Box, Hi-Ho Cheerio, High Five, Colorama, Harvest Time Game, and then by 4 to 5, things like Chutes and Ladders and Candyland. Okay, I'm going to move on to the elementary age, and then I'll cover some ideas for teens and tweens as well. So elementary age, ages 5 to 10, for gross motor, bicycles, scooters, skateboards, but always wear protective equipment and fit it and wear it properly. So I have a class on summer safety. If you aren't 100% sure how to fit a helmet, 90% of helmets are not fit properly and leave children vulnerable to brain damage in a crash. So please make sure that your children are wearing the helmets fitted properly. They are coming down over their forehead and they will stay down over their forehead if they fall down. If you want to know how to do that, the class on summer safety under the Modern Parenting tab under safety, definitely check that out. Also, balls, footballs, basketballs, softball and glove, tennis rackets and balls. Fine motor. A lot of these are similar to younger kids, but they can be kicked up a notch. So art supplies, crayons, colored pencils, paints. As they get older, like 8 or 9, pastels, calligraphy, more intricate coloring books. And these can be used all the way through adolescence as well. Now for cognitive toys, again, books. Keep books around the house. Keep lots of great books that hold their interest and increase their interest in reading. Have some in the bedroom, a shelf with all the books, and if you can, sort them out by type and subject. In our house, we have a shelf in the hallway with all the kids' books. One shelf is all science books. And Chandler, again, the one that kept stealing, it wasn't stealing, but the one that kept taking the Smithsonian science book, he loves science books, especially books about the ocean. So we have quite a few of those. We have books about animals, weather, space. They're all on this one shelf. Then we have a shelf of easy readers, short stories for the younger kids, and a shelf of chapter books for our oldest one who's now into those. Then they each keep a few books in their room and rotate them out every few days from the bookshelves, depending on what they choose for their bedtime reading. Games. Again, great for this age. And there are so many great games out there that are fun and educational, but you can't go wrong with the old standby strategy games like checkers, Chinese checkers, chess, backgammon, etc. Now, there are tons more ideas in this arena, but I want to have time to go over a few ideas for teens and tweens as well. So for teens and tweens, which are kids 11 plus, gross motor. Now, these are all very similar to the elementary age kids with a few changes. Bicycles and skateboards, again, ripsticks they can start to use. Even a little younger, they can use the ripsticks. Again, always wear the protective equipment, the helmet, make sure it's fitted properly. Balls, again, footballs, basketball, basketball hoop, softball or baseball and glove. Pitching machine, tennis rackets and balls, soccer balls and soccer net. And you can even add things in like golf clubs as they get a little older into this age group. Fine motor is pretty much fully developed by the time kids hit these tween years. But if you have a creative child that you want to help develop their skills, there's a lot of great art supplies. You can move into things like the higher end color pencils, paints like acrylic and oil, an easel, good paintbrushes, a palette, pastels, again, calligraphy, those drawing pencils and intricate coloring books, and jewelry making supplies. Cognitive toys. Again, the games. Like the younger kids, you can't go wrong with the other strategy games, but chess and backgammon may become more appealing and checkers less so in this age range. Word games like Bananagrams, Scrabble, Last Word, Code Names, Wordplay, Taboo. And once your teens are of more mature age and thought, things like Cards Against Humanity. Now, building and engineering toys like circuit toys, snap circuits, and architectural kits. Now, this is a really good list of ideas to get you started for any age in any of these categories. But if you're looking to build a great home environment with lots of educational options, be sure to check out the latest class on our website on educational toys, which has lots more ideas for all the ages in all the categories, along with printouts to take with you or while searching online for just the right toys for your own kids or anyone else you might need to buy for. The class is on the website at yourvillageonline.com under the education section. If you have a parenting question about toys, education, or anything else you would like answered, please send them to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. Thanks for listening and see you next time.